Okay, good evening YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family. First things first, happy Mother's Day to all the FPL mums out there. If you are a mum and you are listening to us or watching us here live on YouTube this evening, happy Mother's Day. Have you had a nice Mother's Day?
I had a lovely Mother's Day until about 4:30.
Yeah, particularly sour end to
Spurs
the
Spurs didn't get the memo, did they?
They did not get
it. Put out a nice message this morning, happy Mother's Day to all our Spurs mums. What was that?
Well, the one person, Lamella, did buy you a nice card, but unfortunately it was red. And to be honest with you, I saw that card, that red card was coming for 20, 30 minutes in that game, wasn't it? He was putting in tackle after tackle. I'm like, he's asking to be sent off.
He was showing a bit of passion. The thing is...
Oh, he wasn't. He was in trouble.
Yeah, well, I know that. But in some ways, he was the only one that was actually bothered. Like, he was the only one out there that was actually like, this is a derby, come on. Like, don't get me wrong. He took it too far. But at least he showed something.
There was a different mentality about that Spurs team today versus the Spurs team that we've seen in recent weeks against the likes of Palace and Burnley and, dare I say, in the Europa League. So we're going to obviously discuss the North London derby a bit later on.
Particularly that goal.
Particularly Lamella's goal, by the way, because we shouldn't focus so much on his red card because the goal was pure, unadulterated filth, guys. And I'll be honest... The one thing I think we've been lacking a little bit in the football recently is a little bit of emotion, a little bit of like...
It was emotion here
a little bit of... How would you say it? Just a little bit of like, oh my days, what a goal. I haven't seen many good goals. And that goal for Lamella was so good, but it was only matched by the reaction of Reguilón, the left-back, who was just like...
It's just unbelievable.
He was just hands on head. He was just like, I can't believe what you've just done, Lamella.
He had
was
a perfect insane. View for it, though, didn't he?
I loved it. Yeah, yeah, it's so good.
Is that your mum calling you?
That was my mum calling on FaceTime. Happy Mother's Day, Mum. I will call you back after the live stream. She knows that we go live at 8:30.
She's pocket dialed you.
That's got to be a pocket dial, isn't it?
She's pocket dialed.
We'll be calling my mum back after this. There is a game going on live right now, guys. Did you see me frantically turning this off? There is a game going on live right now. It's just Manchester United just broken the deadlock against the Hammers. United won.
Dawson did.
West Ham 0. And it's Craig Dawson who, if you bought him in the last few weeks,
he's prolific.
And why wouldn't you? Because he's been scoring like an absolute machine. Has put one in, I'm afraid, in his own net from a Bruno corner. Now, did that get a flick from McTominay? I think it did, so therefore might not be a Bruno assist, which would be a bit of a shame. But anyway, listen, that game is still going on. So if you guys are in the live chat, let us know what's going on in that game. Any incidents, goals, sendings off, anything like that. Let's get on and say hello to a few people, Sam, because we've got a lot to discuss. Not only have we got this game week's games to discuss... And of course, we'll be looking at our teams, our overall ranks, and how we've got on this week. Yeah, not too great for
just
both of us, actually.
But
we've got blank game week 29 to look ahead to. And as the title and the thumbnail of this video suggests, that has now taken on even additional
stress.
Importance. I mean, my team was looking a shambles anyway for next week, but now it's an injury-ravaged shambles. It's looking...
Is that a shambles or a sambles?
An injury-ravaged sambles. Yes, that's right, Sam. I mean it. Sambles.
I said on our Ohana podcast for our patrons on Friday that I was rolling my transfer going into game week 28 because I had 9 players for game week 29. I wanted to have 2 transfers for game week 29
just in case something happened.
But I'd have 11 players with no hits. But I wanted those in case there was any injuries. I didn't expect injuries to 2 of my big hitters.
Well, this is it. We spend that. We've all spent. Those of us without the free hit chip. And I will say at this point, if you have the free hit chip in play.
Well, you're laughing now.
29 feels like a good time to play it. But if you don't, you will have, as both of us have been doing over the last 3 or 4 weeks, been using and planning your transfers with blank game week 29 in mind. Don't get a player in unless he plays in 29.
Yeah,
so, of course, we've seen lots of Bamford ins. We've seen lots of Sons in. We've seen lots of Bales in. Burns in, maybe. I don't know. But all these players now, or some of these players now, pulling up with injuries. And we will discuss some of those injuries and what our teams... And I've got a screenshot of my team for 29. Just for any of you that's out there that's thinking, oh my days, my team looks terrible for 29. Just put a screenshot of my team on, guys, and you can have a good laugh at that a bit later on and tell me what you're thinking. And if we've got time, I do also want to have a look at game week 30 and beyond. I do want to have a quick look, a real quick look at some of the fixtures. We may get around to that this week. I don't know. That might be for next week.
When I dropped that, just before we came live, literally a second before, I got some milk out of the fridge and dropped a pot of sauce. And it's inside my glasses.
You've got saucy glasses, Sam. There we go. Saucy glasses.
Was it
a pot of Nando's sauce? Was it the Nando's one?
Unfortunately, it's the one you like as well.
Oh, my God. Not the Peronaise. Oh, no. That is terrible news. Absolutely terrible
fell
news.
Fell from the fridge.
Oh, we just have had a Nando's on Deliveroo for Mother's Day, and I'm feeling particularly full of Nando's right now. I'm feeling very, very full of
it's
Nando's.
It's no mental. Your mum's called and talked about Nando's.
It's going well. It's going
other
well.
Deliveroo services are available.
You wait until we get to our team, Sam. That is when it truly goes wrong. Let's get into the live chat. Let's say hello to a few people. We've got Duncan Crawford from our patron. Hey, Duncan, how are we doing? He's saying, it's a Bruno assist, lol.
Is it?
Wow, I'd be surprised if it was. I'm sure I saw a McTominay brush of the hair, but maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it, hopefully it is a Fernandez assist, given he's in both of our teams. Azzy is in. How are we doing? Azzy, very nice to see you. We've got Teddy Usher is in. Good to see you. How are we doing? Who else we got? Lemons 11. We've got Kieran Brooks, who's saying, love a cheeky Nando's.
Oh, we love a cheeky Nando's.
Everyone loves a cheeky Nando's, don't they? Everyone does. Finn McCann, how are we doing, Finn? Very nice to see you. Liam Healy from our Patreon Slack, how are we doing, Liam? Very nice to see you. At this stage, I do want to give a shout out not only to all of the patrons that keep us endlessly entertained over the course of the weekend over in the Slack. Thank you guys for being so entertaining in that Slack, it's brilliant. But I also want to give a shout out to Nathan Joblin. I do want to give a shout out to Nathan Joblin. Now, that is a name you guys might recognise. He was our Manager of the Month from last month. January Manager of the Month. But that is glossing over the fact that he is having an incredible season. Nathan right now is, well, he was on Saturday evening when I spoke to him, ninth in the world. Ninth. Not 9K. Ninth in the world. So, Nathan, we are rooting for you, mate.
I think Kane was his captain. I think
Kane was his
captain. Kane was his captain,
you know?
like me.
Could have been. So, I'm not sure whether he'll still be ninth at the end of this game week. But nevertheless, Nathan is absolutely in it. And he is there. And we are rooting for you, Nathan. That is absolutely brilliant.
Come on, Nathan.
A super chat from, as ever, a super chat from the man, the myth, the legend, Stealth Panda. Kens,
hey,
how are we doing, Kens? Very nice to see you.
Yeah, but he's happy now because Liverpool haven't played yet. This is great. This is great for Kens and you.
Yeah.
Because you've not got, there's nothing bad has happened to you yet.
This is the first live stream in a while where I've been quite happy coming on here because I haven't seen our dross play yet.
Meanwhile, I was like, oh my God, now I've got to go on there, be like an Arsenal fan.
Well, now you know how Kens and I have felt for the last 3 months. Coming on air every Sunday going, oh, Liverpool have lost again. Brilliant. FPL's gone to ratchet again. Every week.
Which?
Sorry, it's gone wrong every single week. Now you know how we feel.
Stream. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, podcast viewers.
Stealth Panda with a super chat. Thank you, Kens. Hey, guys. Hope you're all well. Cancelo finally an attacking return and a clean sheet. Yes, gets the assist, Cancelo, over the weekend. So a 12-pointer. Not to be outdone by John Stones again.
Right, what is it about
John Stones again?
He needs to pipe right down. He's winding me right up, John Stones.
He's winding me right up. If you got on John Stones when he was 4.6 or 7, then well done. I mean, that is unbelievable. What sort
I'm
of
only
a season?
And twisted, but,
what sort of a season are we having when John Stones is like one of the FPL like legends to have of the season? John Stones, it's incredible. It's incredible. James Morgan is here. How are we doing, James? Nice to see you. Martin Sarlin is here. Jordan Crooks is here. Matthew, You'll Never Walk Alone is here. What a rubbish game week, he says. What a rubbish game week. We've got Major League Shocker is in. He says the assist has been changed to McTominay.
Yeah, you see, I thought it was a McTominay assist.
Thought that was going to be the case.
I thought it was.
Kens is in with another super chat. Hey,
that
Kens,
might help
3 months of pain without for Usley. 3 months of pain. He actually says 3 months of Spain.
Till Spain? When
three
are we going to Spain?
Spain. Yeah.
Brilliant. When are we going?
Get your COVID injection. Get over to Spain. 3 months of Spain.
I mean, I'd like to go to Spain. To be honest, I'd like to go to Southend.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Anywhere
would
be
nice. Jordan Crooks is in. Jordan, one of our new patrons. Hey, Jordan, how are we doing? Very nice to see you. As he's in with a super chat, apparently Nathan is currently seventh.
Oh, my life.
He's currently seventh.
Is he really?
As he says, which is absolutely
unbelievable this season.
Absolutely unreal. Nathan, we are all backing you, mate.
Even with the captain fail, he's seventh.
It's so good, isn't it? So good.
Wow.
Michelle Deer is here. Hey, Michelle.
Hello,
very
Michelle.
Nice to see you. She says cheeky Nando's. She's only here for the Nando's. She's not here for the FPL chat. She's just here for the Nando's talk.
I think we should get Nando's every Sunday.
Just get the Nando's in on stream.
I blame it.
If you're not frying the mayonnaise around the kitchen, that'd be great.
To be fair, I didn't throw it. I opened the door
just
of the fridge.
It fell out of the fridge.
It fell out. I mean, quite frankly, it's lucky I'm not covered in it because it was inside my glasses.
You couldn't have, like, the door couldn't have opened and one of them rubbishy garlic ones gone on the floor, which I don't like. The garlic peronaise.
No, they said
it had to be the proper, you know, the awesome one that went all over the
I've
floor.
I've saved some of it.
Oh, God, there's.
You might have to eat it
moment.
Tonight.
It's a devastating moment. Mahmoud Khan is in. How are we doing? He says, come on, Nathan. Yeah, mate, we're all cheering, Nathan.
We definitely
no doubt
are.
About it. No doubt about it. Sam, we've got to get into these games.
Talk about Nando's.
One of the things I will say for all you super chatters out there, and this is a particular one for Ken, because I know he super chats every week. We are in the process, or I'm in the process of, I'm trying to figure it out, guys. You know what I'm like with technology. It'll take me 3 months to figure it out. But I'm in the process of setting up YouTube memberships, channel memberships, where you can, I think you can, if you, rather than super chat, if you wanted to do like a membership for the month, rather than super chat, because with the super chat, you get your comments highlighted, right? But if you were to join as a member of our YouTube channel, your comments get highlighted, I think, just by default, I think. I don't know much about it, Sam. I'm not really selling it much
here. I mean, this is a brilliant sales pitch.
I think you also get some, like, badges, depending on how long you've been a member. You get access to some fancy, like, emojis. Like, I've got a wooden spoon emoji. I've got a death stare emoji. I've got a me hiding behind the sofa emoji. I don't know much about it, guys.
Is
but
there
watch
a bail
this space.
Heart emoji?
There is no bail heart emojis, guys. Watch this space. You will soon be able to become an FPL Family YouTube channel member. So if you want to do that rather than super chatting, we would love you to do that. But more on that as I figure out what the hell that is all about, to be honest with you. So let's get into these games, Sam. There is the Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family
on
Twitter.
Just briefly... I'm about 70 people away from hitting 9K on Instagram.
Get in the Instagram. Get in the Instagram, guys. Come on. How many have we got watching at the moment? 261.
Right.
Come on.
Come on. 70 of you.
Come on.
Get your mums. It's Mother's Day. They'd love to do it. You bought them a present. Just go and follow me over.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, go to your mum and say, or whoever you live with.
Happy Mother's Day, mum. Follow Lee and Sam on Instagram.
No, I bought you a nice card and a present. I hope you did all buy your mum's a present. As a reply, as a like favour in return, go and follow Lee and Sam on Instagram.
What are you talking about? Absolutely.
About 70 away. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, please go and give me a
absolute
like.
Absolute nonsense. I don't know what that was about, Sam, but yes, we are also on Instagram, at FPL Family. So if
we're
you'd love to
close.
Follow us over there, we'd love for you to do
then
that.
Then it's just 1,000 more to the big 10K.
Mahmoud Khan is in with a super chat. Hey, Mahmoud, he's saying membership would be awesome, Lee. Loving that. Well, there we go. You will soon be able to do that. You'll soon be able to do that. And another super chat from Pranav. Thank you, Pranav. He says... Is it worth taking hits for game week 29? No free hit left. 3 injuries today leaves me with 5 players playing as of now. Well, Pranav, listen, lots to discuss in this live stream.
We will answer that.
We will answer that question. Hold that thought, mate, because I want to get through these games from this game week, and then I want to quite quickly get to blank game week 29, because it's going to be front of mind for everybody now going forward. We've spent weeks, or certainly we have spent weeks planning for it, only to see it go to absolute shambles with the likes of Son and Bamford getting injured now. So we will talk about that, Pranav, as we get through the live stream. But for now, I would just like to discuss the games from this week. Let me do a quick refresh, and we'll have a quick look at these games. Now, I want to rip the Band-Aid off, Sam. Let's talk about Arsenal 2, Spurs 1. I'll let you loose on it in just a second.
I'm just going to have a tantrum over it.
Well, yeah, but I'd give my view first and foremost. I thought Arsenal better side. I'm afraid I thought Arsenal were the better side. Even when Lamela scores that absolute beauty of a Rabona. And by the way, it's got to be goal of the month, because the skill and the power to keep that down and to keep it and just ping it in the corner like that was unreal. Great goal from Lamela. But even then, you have to say, the goal was a little bit against the run of play. If you looked at the attempts and
a
the attempts
against.
On target, Arsenal played really, really well. And in previous years, you know, the old Arsenal would have seen that, would have done that, dominated the game, 1-0 down to Spurs, and they'd have gone, oh, you know, and it had affected them. But they didn't let it affect them. They got back on the horse. Odegaard scores a nice goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they hit the post shortly before that as well. Nice goal.
I disagree with the
got
nice
the deflection.
Goal.
Okay,
it's a massive deflection. Lloris was there for it, and it takes a massive deflection off Toby.
All right, lucky goal for Odegaard. And,
so
then, a penalty for Lacazette. But nevertheless, put all of that rhetoric to one side, Arsenal, I think, were the better team. Now, talk to me about the way that Spurs came out for this game. So the Spurs that we've seen over the last few weeks against Wolfsburg, Crystal Palace, Burnley, whoever you care to talk about, has been all about Mourinho playing that world-class front three, Son, Bale and Kane. Let the horses run free. Go do your thing, guys, because if you make a mistake, don't worry. We've got you covered. We're going to score more goals than the opposition. And I think he went into this Arsenal game with those players, but with a different mentality.
See, I don't know, you know, because...
It wasn't a horses run free...
No, it definitely wasn't. You're right from that point
game,
of view. But I'm
it?
Not convinced that that was tactical from him.
Right.
I'm okay. really not. I think that they were nervous, the players. I think they went into it a bit nervous and a bit... You could see Mourinho...
Nervous? What do you mean nervous?
If you looked at Mourinho during that game, you could see his annoyance and frustration as to what was going on. He wasn't standing on the touchline as if this is the instructions that he's... Give, like, normally when Mourinho says go out and be defensive, you can tell because the way he behaves on the touchline is very much more like, yeah, you know, this is what I was expecting. He was annoyed by them in the first half. He was really frustrated. He cut a frustrated figure in the same way that I cut a frustrated figure sitting on my sofa at home.
But Spurs didn't dominate the ball either. We've
no,
seen
they
you
didn't.
In recent weeks dominate the ball, keep a lot of possession. And what Spurs do really well when they dominate possession is they get into dangerous areas and they get the cheap foul. Hoiberg's great at it, Kane's great at it, even Bale and Son are not too bad at it either. And they get the cheap foul and it enables them to put a ball in the box. It keeps the momentum and the pressure on the opposition defence.
Yeah.
We just didn't see that today. Arsenal dominated possession, dominated play.
But that's what I mean. I think they were a bit... I don't know whether it was the fact it was a derby, whether it was the fact that we've had a lot of fixtures, but so have Arsenal, so that's not an excuse. But I don't know. They were very slow to get into the game today, is my view. I don't think it was tactical.
Slow? It took them 75 minutes.
But I don't think it was a tactical thing by Mourinho. That's what I'm saying. I think it was more to do with the players. Because if you watch him, he was very annoyed. Now, the second half, we looked better. We did look better. We had a few more.
So I've got to ask you about this then. So, okay, it's the players, not Mourinho and his setup. What's different to the last two games then? Same players, five on the bounce,
but they do this
winning
sometimes.
Mentality.
You've heard it from the players in the past.
What happened?
When there's been, we've had games like this in the past where we've been that bad. And the players have said, and when they've been questioned in the game, after the games in interviews, they've all said, he doesn't tell us to do this. It's something that we slip into. And we've all whined and gone, are you joking? Slip into it. Put your... You know, get your mind in gear and off you go.
That's a weird one. I think
it is a strange
you're
one.
You're sticking up for Mourinho at a time when I don't think you can. I think he sent him out there with totally the wrong mentality.
I disagree.
Or he had the wrong setup. If he's going to play a bit more like, you know, we want to respect the opposition and we're going to sit off a bit more.
I don't think it's that. I don't think that's a decision he made.
So he sent them out there today with a go and attack these guys.
Look at the personnel he sent out. If he's going to go into it with a... Let's sit back and respect the opposition. He starts Sissoko. He doesn't start Bale. If he's going to play that with that attitude, the position and the players that he puts in place, he would play Dyer if that was the play he was going for.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be playing Reguilon and Bale and Son and Kane and Moura and letting them, all of these attacking players, players that like to go, and Doherty on the other side. These are go players.
So tell me about the Bale substitution on 57 minutes then. 1-1. He brings off Bale for Sissoko.
Well,
that's
said,
him saying, I'm shutting up shop here.
I don't think it was.
I'm happy with the point.
And in his interview after the game, he said, I'm fed up. We had a lot of big characters out there doing nothing. And Bale did nothing. Mm. He wasn't in the game. So why keep him out there? At least by putting Sissoko on, you win the ball in the midfield, which is where we were lacking. And you've got two players in Moura and Kane up top, and Dele, who was on by that point, who can... or came on afterwards, who can go. So I think, I can see why you say that, but I genuinely don't think that this was a tactical thing today. I think the players were, whether they were tired, whether they were too involved in the atmosphere, well, there wasn't any atmosphere, but in the derby thing, I don't know. But I don't think it was tactical, because you don't send that team out if you're going to sit. We've seen him sit in the past, and it's not been those players that have been sitting.
All right. Okay, interesting. Super chat from Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for the super chat. Aaron Chen. He had Dunk on his bench, who outscored his triple Spurs on his first service.
Yeah.
Difficult, isn't it? Difficult. So what is the upshot of all this then? So we agree to disagree on this. I think Mourinho got it wrong. You think the players got it wrong. But from an FPL perspective... What are we saying now about game week 29? Because some people will have Bale, Son and Kane.
Well...
Are we keeping all these for Aston Villa? Because despite the Aston Villa... I would say, is it a malaise at Aston Villa right now? I guess it is a little bit without Grealish. They're not scoring a lot of goals. But they're not conceding too many either. That could be a tricky game for Spurs next week.
It could be. I don't know. I mean, I think the reality of the situation is that both Spurs and Villa... will want to win that game. I think there's goals in it for both sides. I think that Mourinho... The difficulty for Spurs is that we've also got another Europa League side game to play ahead of that. We've got the reverse leg, and we've got to go away this time. So that's another element to this. My concern is that if we've lost Son, which... I mean, it's a hamstring, so...
It looks like Son is out for a few weeks. We haven't seen anything official, have we? But the way that that game went in the first 20 minutes, he didn't really have a lot of the ball. It was all Arsenal pushing and making territorial advantage into the Spurs half. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember who picked up the ball, but long ball over to Son.
Okay.
And Son does exactly what Son does, which is go full pelt to try and win it. And he had a pretty good chance of winning it. And his hamstring just pinged. And that's the problem when you're not really in the game for 20 minutes and then you're sprinting like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, he played 60 minutes, didn't he, in the Europa League the week before. So Jose did protect him a little bit. But these guys are going to get muscle fatigue. And Son is one of those players that does get that.
Yeah. And we've had this earlier on in the season with him when he wasn't... He pulled a little hammy, didn't he? Went off, wasn't due to play against... Who was it? Man
Can't
United?
Remember. Yeah, and he miraculously recovered, didn't he?
Yeah, and he miraculously... So... Let's see. I think the thing is with Son, we'll get a feel for how bad it is, but you can't really trust Mourinho because he's never going to tell the truth with Son. We learnt that earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
So I think for me as a Son owner, I'll probably still keep him just in case a miracle happens and he makes it to 29. Because the reality...
29 is a week away, though. We're going to hear, surely, within the week.
Well, we'd have thought that last time that this happened with Son. So he walked off the pitch... It did seem to be I felt something.
You can walk with a hammy, though.
You can, but as soon as he felt it, they brought him off. He didn't say, I'm coming off, did he? He didn't immediately say, sub. Took him.
He's gone full pelt, and he's gone to the floor and holding his hamstring. He's out for a few weeks.
Well, I would have thought so, yes, but we've had this before, is what I'm saying. So I think, yes, he will be out for a while. I cannot see that he plays in 29, but you do never know. So I think it's probably worth just keeping him and... taking out one of the players that you know is definitely not playing in 29.
What's your view of how, and we'll move on from Spurs in a sec, but it is a team we need to talk about because of the game in 29 and a lot of us have the Spurs assets. It absolutely is worth talking about. What's your view on how that affects the Spurs attacking dynamic? I mean, who comes in for him?
Well,
I mean, ordinarily I'd have said Lamella. But
well, it'll be Dele now, won't it? It'll be Dele.
I guess so, but Dele's more of a 10, isn't he?
Well... It'll probably just change the way that they set up. He'll probably put Moura out. He'll put Moura and Bale on the wings and play Dele in the middle behind Kane, I would have thought.
Okay.
There's Bergwijn, but that's really a Bale replacement more
Bale
than it
is. Bale can play left, right?
Well, he can put Bale on the left, but Bale said when he came back he doesn't want to play on the left.
Okay.
So he can put Bale out there, and then he could play Bergwijn in Bale's place.
I can see by the look on your face, though, for the podcasters, the face that you're pulling is not one that screams, I'm really necessarily enamoured with what this might look like for the Spurs attack going forward. Son is a loss, no doubt.
Oh, Son is
because
huge.
It's that counter-attacking pace. He's the one you look for, right? And it's Bale as well, more recently. But Bale's got other dynamics to his game in terms of ways in there. Son is all about the pacing behind on the counter.
Absolutely, yeah. But I also think that by having Son on the pitch... Because of the pace that you just mentioned, what you basically guarantee is that you have two players from the opposition who are pretty much dealing with Son. And that 9 times out of 10 against worse opposition or lower opposition means that somebody, Bale or Kane, ends up with nobody on them.
Okay.
And at that point, or Lucas Moura, who makes his beautiful runs then. So not having Son there, will enable the defenders against us to defend better. Is my view, and we will be less, it will work less well without Son. I do worry about that.
All right, talk to me about Arsenal then, because Arsenal are also a team that have a fixture next week, although it's a tricky one. It is away at West Ham, and as we're already seeing at Old Trafford, despite West Ham, I still think losing 1-0, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong in the live chat, but away at West Ham is a tricky game for Arsenal, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is, yeah.
But they did look all right today, Arsenal, I must admit.
And Lingard will be back, of course, for that.
Lingard will be back for that game, yes, absolutely. Yeah. But tell me about Arsenal then. What did you see today? I mean, what did you make of the Aubameyang thing, right?
Well, apparently he was late today, and it subsequently
late
transpired
to the match,
that
right?
He was late to the match because he got stuck in traffic. But the
traffic? No one's out, are they at the moment?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's been a year since I've seen any traffic, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I don't know.
Maybe his Lamborghini just wasn't going quick enough.
Well, who knows, Lee? But apparently he was stuck in traffic. He was late and Arteta's policy is that if you're late for training, if you're late for a match, you don't play.
I think that's fair play.
And I like that.
Fair play,
The fact that he's turned up late. Even though
you're the captain and best player.
And Arteta's gone, I don't care that you're my captain and I don't care that this is a derby. You show some respect and you turn up on time.
Totally. So go on then, FPL assets for next week then. For Lacazette, Odegaard with the goals, Tierney with the assist. I must admit, I was impressed by Odegaard today.
Yeah, he had a good game.
He's added a different dynamic to Arsenal that I think they've desperately needed, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think for the last couple of games, I've been impressed with Odegaard. I think he has made a big difference. I think the goal was lucky today. But having said that, you make your own luck. And they were much more attacking and much more aggressive than we were. So, yes, it took a very lucky deflection in. But they on the state of play, they deserved the goal.
He was in with the 3 bonus points today, by the way. Yeah, Odegaard. 3 bonus points. I thought he was 2 for Lacazette.
And I think the one thing I like about Odegaard is he's fairly rotation proof in that Arsenal team at a time where there's a lot of rotation that goes on. Like Smith Rowe wasn't due to start today, apparently, until Aubameyang was late, and then he got back into the side on that basis. So, okay. Although I was impressed with Smith Rowe today, I'm not sure you can go there, particularly for 29, because you would think that Aubameyang will go back into the side for 29, given he's missed
quite
this
possibly,
one.
Yeah, quite
but then
possibly.
Smith Rowe probably deserves to keep his pace because he was impressive again today.
So go on then. Would you pick a couple of players, Tierney potentially? But the then problem I have with probably the... back Arsenal. You probably back West Ham to score, wouldn't you?
Yeah. The problem I have with the Arsenal defence is that they don't keep enough clean sheets, and they don't get enough attacking returns to make me think that it's worth owning one because you're probably going to get a 2-pointer.
Okay.
Now they might get a Tierney out of an assist out of it or. But there's not that much upside for the Arsenal defence. I think that's the point I've made, particularly in a game against West Ham.
But not getting much feeling that you are feeling any of the Arsenal.
Odegaard, I would.
Maybe Odegaard, there's a bit of bias from today. I would. Obviously, I think Saka is a good option. Now, I don't know whether did he get a bit of a knock today? You guys can tell me in the live chat whether he sort of did he come off with a bit of a knock or whatever. I don't know, but got to keep an eye out for that. Aubameyang clearly is one you would have a look at, but they did not play well today without him.
Well, that's it.
That's the concern, isn't it? Elsewhere, you know, you've got a whole plethora of Willians and Pepes and Lacazettes. Now, listen.
But they're in and out, aren't they? You never know how many minutes they're going to get.
Yeah, but the two strategies for game week 29, probably, unless you've used both of these chips, are you're dead-ending to 29 like we are, and you're taking a bit of a risk and you're just putting some players in that bit of a differential. Or you're playing your free hit. And in both of those instances, take a bit of a punt, can't you?
I don't know. Why? No? You're going into a game week where there's barely any teams playing. There's so many injuries to key players. If you're making a transfer for this week, you need to be damn sure that player's going to play, is my view. Because otherwise, you're making a transfer for somebody that might get half hour. What's the point?
Okay. All right. Well, listen, plenty more to discuss for both Arsenal and Spurs, who obviously are two key teams that play in game week 29. So let us know in the comments below, what are you going to be doing with your Spurs assets? Does today's performance, does the Jose Mourinho mentality, or the players' performances, as Sam is suggesting, put you off bringing in a Bale or a Kane for next week? Let us know. We'd love to know your comments and your opinions. I personally think my view on it is, for what it's worth, that I think that the Spurs game, you know, so next week you are away at Villa, then at Newcastle. Both of those feel to me like games where Mourinho will take. And this is if you buy into my theory about today, which is it was a Mourinho thing. I think they both look like games where Mourinho will go for it a bit more. Arsenal today was, we want a point, we're going to sit, we're away from home. I think you'll go for it a bit more against Villa and Newcastle. Therefore, I would not be worried if you had a Bale or a Kane in your team. If you've got a Son, keep an eye on the news. Like me, I've got him. Pretty sure he's going to be a sell. Pretty sure, because I'm pretty sure he's out for a few weeks.
Who are you sending him for, though? There's not many others out
there.
Well,
that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to bring him in for, I don't know, he's like Trossard or something. I don't know. let's see, where else can we go? Let's talk about Leeds versus Chelsea is an interesting one. I don't want to talk about it too much because, I mean, one thing I will say about Chelsea is despite not having a fixture in 29, they do have nice fixtures from game week 30 onwards. The fixtures do look pretty good. In actual fact, I have set this up because I knew this would come up at some stage today. If you have a look at some of the fixtures from 30 to 34, and I've got another graphic later on, if we do start to talk longer term from 30 to 38 in terms of what the wild card might look like and how you might set yourself up for the remainder of the season, because I'm starting to look at that now. Chelsea is one that you might want to have a look at, with West Brom, Crystal Palace and Brighton in 30, 31, 32. Looks absolutely phenomenal. So given that the wild card, I'm probably going to have a Chelsea player. I'm still not sure who it's going to be.
No, that's the trouble.
That is my concern. And I now don't have a game in 29 to sort of give me any more indication. Not that I think that I would get it, to be honest. How are you feeling about... in fact, that's all I want to say about Chelsea. Because Chelsea haven't got the game in 29. Let's just end it there and say they're in good form. That game against Leeds could have gone either way. 30 to 32, they look good. But I do want to talk about Leeds.
Yeah.
Because my team, your team, stacked up with Leeds. And listen, they are looking okay, but it's not looking phenomenal. So that game at the weekend, yellow cards for Alioski, Roberts and Rodrigo. Tells you a lot about their approach, I think. They were quite physical, Leeds, at the weekend, which I thought was good. But Melia with the 3 bonus points as well. Again, tells you a lot about the fact that I think the Leeds goal led a bit of a charmed life. I'm kind of surprised that Chelsea couldn't find the breakthrough in the end. And it was largely down to Melia's performance. You've got Dallas, you've got Bamford, you've got...
No, that's it.
No, you've got those two. I've got Rafinha as well. How are we feeling about Leeds going into 29 now?
Well, I'm happy with Dallas going into 29. He's fine.
Home to Fulham. Away at Fulham. Difficult game, isn't it?
It is a difficult game, but I equally think that those two know each other very well. They came up from the Championship together. They know a lot about each other. I can see that being a tight game.
They've changed a lot, Fulham, then.
Well, they've changed a lot.
Totally different defence.
They've changed a lot in the last 2 months, but... I think that'll be a tight game. I don't think that's an easy to call game. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I think that it's a difficult... they're all difficult fixtures to pick. That's why this game week is really difficult.
29 is... And we've got to go on the FPL show on Thursday and try and talk enthusiastically about this game week. I struggle to get excited about this 29. I honestly do. I can't see... What's your mentality right now? Just take a bunch of hits to get, you know, 9 or 10 out, or just ride it out with as many as you can? Because I'm sitting there thinking, am I going to be doing like a -4 for Dunk? Or am I going to be doing a -4 for someone like, I don't know, Creswell or something? Probably not, am I?
Well, the two players that you've just said before, I actually potentially would take a hit
for. Right, okay.
But the rest of them, I wouldn't. And the only reason I say that is because they've both got games where potentially there could be a clean sheet. And with the attacking form that they both have... there potentially is upside too. So taking a -4 for those two kind of could pay off. But you look across the rest of the teams and you're thinking about, if you're trying to get to 11, which is, let's be honest, where most of us without a free hit are trying to get to.
Yeah.
Ideally 11. That's where I was going to be had I not lost Bamford and Son. So now I'm in a position where if they're both out...
What's up with Bamford, by the way?
Well, I think it was a dead leg. So hopefully he's going to be okay.
Is it a
hip? I don't know.
He took a hit...
And then he tried to run it off, and then he couldn't run it off, and then there was something about a dead leg. I don't feel like we have enough information yet on him either.
I feel more comfortable that he'll be fit for 29 than I do Son.
Probably.
To be honest. But I'm not feeling that confident about either of them right now, but if I had to pick one of the two. If you said to me right now, Lee, you've got to transfer one of them out, I'd get rid of Son with a hamstring rather than Bamford with a dead leg or whatever it is he's got.
Yeah, probably. I think the reality is you just have to weigh it up, don't you? So you have to, when you're trying to think about hits, the majority of free hit chips have been used. So it's not like there's an epic load, because even some FPL managers that had held their free hit chip for 29, when that Spurs Villa game got announced, decided I won't need it. So they've played it back in the double game week periods, and then of course they're now without it as well. So
if you've still got your free hit chip,
this
is the week, isn't
it? If you've got your free hit chip, you use it, but for the majority of FPL managers now, you won't have it.
Yeah.
So for the majority of managers, there will not be full 11 teams out. If people get full 11 teams out and they've taken a -12 to get there, it is unlikely with the fixtures the way that they are that that's going to be worth it in the long run.
Well, here's a question from Fahim Mazou. Thank you, Fahim. And I think this is going to be a key question throughout the week, which is, what is the minimum amount of players, in his words, needed for game week 29? But what's the minimum amount of players that you would feel comfortable going into 29 with? Could you go into 29 with 6 players and sort of ride it out with no hits? Or would you start taking a few -4s to get to 7 and 8 players?
Yeah, I think 8 would be my minimum.
Eight.
How many you got?
what if Bamford and Sonnerat got like five, and we'll see my team a bit later on. But I genuinely think six or seven is okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just,
there's nothing I really want. That's the thing.
And I think that's where you have to weigh it up. So because there is a real question mark about, yes, you could get 11 players by taking four or five hits, but could those players that you bring in get two? A lot of those players that you'll be talking about, we're talking about like Newcastle. Do you really want to take a 4-point hit for a Newcastle player?
Not really.
Even even Leeds and Fulham, like, I can't call that game. That's really hard to call. I'm not sure whether I would want to. Who do you take a hit on for Fulham? The defenders? The forwards? Who do you?
Yeah, Aaron's in. He's saying I would want at least 8 to 9 players. You've got Case B saying I think 7 to 8 players would be fine.
That's what I think.
Marco Leary, 9 would be the number he's comfortable with. Mick Lustmetz is saying I will have 6 or 7 if I take a hit. So, listen, I think a lot of FPL managers are going to be in that position. Yeah. There will be a lot of managers with 6, 7, 8 players and just getting through the game week. Just getting through
Surviving.
But from a Leeds perspective, I've got my 3. Assuming Bamford's fit, I actually don't fancy them to go to Fulham and get much, to be honest with you.
But you take the 2-pointer.
But I will play them. I will obviously play. Well, I've got no choice but to play all 3 of them. I'm not going to sell any of them. Even if Bamford's out for a while, I'll probably keep him just in case he's back. That Fulham game, if anything, I would prefer to be looking at some of the Fulham strikers, I think. The way that they're playing, honestly. Yeah. Anyway, Leeds nil, Chelsea nil. We've got to move on, Sam. Got to move hastily through this.
Is it still 1-0, by the way?
Is it still 1-0 to Manchester? I haven't seen any updates to that scoreline. In fact, I could probably refresh this page and it can probably tell me. You guys in the live chat can tell me as well. It looks as if it's only... Yeah, still 1-0 to Manchester United, it looks like. What else can we talk about from a game week 29 perspective? Because, of course, we could talk about Leicester 5, Sheffield United 0, but doesn't feel like...
Iheanacho was brilliant, by the way. Let's move on.
Iheanacho was brilliant. Or was Sheffield United terrible? They were so bad.
Iheanacho played really, really well. I said this on my interaction. Don't take it away from him. He played really well. Sheffield United capitulated, but he did play really well and he took him to the sword. But we move on.
Thoughts on Wilder being sacked? Kind of coming, wasn't it?
And yesterday I said to you, weird time. Today I thought, do you know what? Why? That's the perfect time, isn't it? Because they were going to lose. Because the reality is they were going to lose today, regardless of whether Wilder was there or not. They were going to lose today, weren't they? Let's be honest. They were going to lose today.
But why was this week a great week?
Because it's international break. So now they're going to get a new manager in, and he's going to have some time with that squad because none of them are going on international duty. So he's going to have time with his squad to try and keep them in the league.
Okay.
Whoever gets that poison
let's
chalice.
Let's see if the new manager can contain this overlapping centre-backs piece. United full-time, guys, it looks like. You guys are saying it's 1-0 full-time to Manchester United. So that, if that is the case, that is a Luke Shaw clean sheet locked in.
Hurrah! Some points!
So happy days. There's some points for you there. And also, yes, I've just got a Sky Sports newsflash on my iPad. United move back to second, go above Leicester again in the Premier League with a 1-0 win over West Ham. So listen, comments below on how that game went. You know, any Manchester United players that you're looking at for the run-in. Where else do we want to go? Fulham nil, Manchester City, I should say, 3. Let's just have a quick word about Fulham because kind of outclassed in that game by City. But this is becoming a bit of a regular thing that City are outclassing a lot of teams. I wonder whether... and by the way, that's a second half statement. Because in the first half, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pep said to them at half time.
It was annoying,
but
probably.
I think he came out and gave them a bit of a, you know, you need to do something here.
Probably threatened to put all the big boys on.
Well, quite possibly. I mean, well, but listen, Fulham, I still wouldn't be too put off. If you've got Fulham assets and you're holding them for 29, that is okay.
Do you know
they
what?
Play Leeds, that's okay.
I really like Anderson. I can't get over it. Every
good
time
player.
I watch him, I like him so much.
Would you bring him in FPL though, ahead of Leeds?
No, probably not.
No.
But I really
nice
like
player in real life.
I like him. I'm really impressed by Fulham at the moment. I think the difference that, and the fact that he's come in, he's their club captain now, captains them every week, it shows how important he is. The defence, I know that they lost 3-0. But there's no shame in losing 3-0 to Man City. They are by far and away the best team in the league this year. There's no shame in this result. And as you say, in the first half, they held them quite well. They were quite good at dealing with the threat that they had. And they had a couple of opportunities themselves as well, to be fair to them.
Sure.
I'm impressed by Fulham at the moment. They're definitely ones that I am kind of pondering on. The question I have is, given that they're going to come up against a Leeds side who will likely attack a lot, because that's the only way they know how to play, I'm not sure about the Fulham defence for this week. Will they get joy going forward? Yeah, I think they will against that.
If you want to have a look at Cavaliero or Lookman, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. All right, very good. Let's move on. Another team that do play next week is West Ham. Now, we can't say too much about Man United 1, West Ham 0, because we only caught like the first 30 minutes, then we're on stream, etc, etc. Your West Ham assets going into next game week, they've got Arsenal at home, as you mentioned before. Tough game for both sides, I would suggest. That's a difficult to call game.
Yes.
And from that perspective, again, I go back to what we said before, 29. All right, if I want to get more than my 6 or 7 players that I'm likely to have out and I'm taking hits, I'm probably not going to be picking players from this game because it's so hard to call, I think. You've got Creswell and you've got Souček.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Any problem with those two? Clearly, yeah. No problem. You're going to play them, right? Yeah. Any thoughts to add to them with maybe an Antonio or somebody?
My plan this week for my two transfers that I have was Bale and Lingard in.
Okay.
Super, super impressed by Lingard over the last few weeks. And part of the reason I was okay with selling Antonio a couple of weeks back was because I was trebled up on West Ham and I really wanted in on Lingard. And so I had to lose somebody in order to do that. Now, obviously, Lingard couldn't play today because it's his parent club. I like the fact that he's now had a bit of a gap. He's had a rest. Like,
do you think that'll benefit him or not? His momentum was so good.
It was, but equally, I think they missed him.
Need a rest. He had a rest for four years.
But don't you think they...
Any? No, he has.
But they missed him today. I think he will like that. Lingard's that sort of character, isn't he? He'll watch this game today and the commentary and they'll be, they missed Lingard. And he'll be like, yeah, they did.
He's the sort of player that will give Arsenal headaches.
Oh, he will.
He'll give Arsenal headaches. The way that Arsenal can defend. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying they've been defending that way recently. They've been better. But they can defend calamitously.
Lingard is the sort of player that could
cause some problems. As well as Antonio. Mm. Right? West Ham, Arsenal. Difficult game to call. Difficult game to call, I suggest.
And this is where I think the difficulty with 29 is, because the theme of this conversation is you go with the attacker. So who on earth are you backing to defend? Because you can't put some defenders in your FPL team. You can't just... If only we had the all-out attack chip for game week 29.
All-out attack chip. Because remember that.
We're at a point where we've just said we back the Arsenal attack, we back the West Ham attack, we back the Fulham attack, we back the Leeds attack.
Well, given what we've just said, you wouldn't necessarily be bringing in... I've got no thoughts to bring in Tierney, for example.
No, but you might have some thoughts about Newcastle and Brighton, because that game could be a boring 0-0.
Could be.
But then do you want... I mean, I've got Ben White. People will have Dunk. People will have gone Veltman because he's cheap. And Lamptey's now got to have surgery, so Veltman's looking like he's going to be a longer stay in the first 11.
That Brighton-Newcastle game, that has got to be 0-0.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Newcastle have got nothing going forward.
Brighton got Jamal Lascelles last minute, haven't they?
Oh, well, okay then, let's all... But even then we're talking about a defender, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about an attacker.
And I'm not talking about a Newcastle. Have they got any attackers to talk about Newcastle?
Well, there's Joe Linton, but...
Have they got any attackers to talk about Newcastle?
But if you look at the guys that scored for Newcastle and Brighton this weekend, it's Lewis Dunk and Jamal Lascelles. So we're basically... I think that is a game in a nutshell where your defence is coming from.
All right, there we go. Lots and lots still to discuss. Is there any more from there that we've missed? Any glaring teams? Who else plays? Do we want to talk about Newcastle 1, Villa 1?
What is there to say?
Not really, other than, I bought Emi Martinez this week. Everyone's... get him in, Lee. 10 points every week. 10 points every week. And then... Not in the last minute. Did I break him? Probably. Apologies to everybody.
The thing is, though, it didn't matter, did it? Do you know? Okay, this will make you laugh. So, last week, when he kept his clean sheet, I just had him, kept his clean sheet, give me a nice green arrow. This week, when he was keeping a clean sheet, because everyone's now doubled up on the Aston Villa defence ahead of 29, I was getting a red arrow until he lost his clean sheet, and then it went green. It's ridiculous.
We've had a super chat from FPL Lavish Davish.
Ooh, hello,
there's
Lavish
a name we
Davish.
Haven't heard before. Hello, Lavish Davish. If you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. Thank you very much for the super chat. What kind FPL family loving this blank week? Loving this blank week? I'm not sure I'm loving this blank week. Are you loving this blank week? Just got to laugh it off.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the blank week coming up, but I think he's talking about the dross that is this game week. Because it is so low scoring. Just got to laugh it off. FPL King is taking his crown back tomorrow, and I guess he's talking about Mo Salah as the FPL King for tomorrow. Let's see whether Mo can take his crown back and remind us why he should all be in our team.
I hope he does.
And to that end, let's have a look at our teams Sam, for this week. Before we take a look at my team for blank game week 29, we have a look at the shambles that is my team for 29. My team as it stands, this was taken halfway through the United game, guys. So,
oh, hello, Luke Shaw, three bonus points,
three
you legend.
Three bonus for Luke Shaw. Good lad, good lad. So Luke Shaw will clearly not finish on three, he'll have finished on nine. So my game week points will be something like 40 odd, something like that. So listen, guys, it's a bit average. It's a bit average at the moment. I'm obviously not happy with the Bamford injury, given that he's coming in for Gundogan for me. Couldn't have been Watkins or Dallas, could it, on my bench? It had to be Bamford that's coming in for Gundogan. And, of course, the Son injury as well. Him off with a one-pointer. I'm hoping that the Liverpool boys are my saving grace. I've got Robertson still to play.
Oh, yeah,
and I've got Salah captain to go for tomorrow night. So I'm hoping that the boys can do something there. Listen, if Fernandez got the three and Shaw got the, you know, nine-pointer, then I'm at 40-something. I guess I'll be 160-something-K. That's kind of okay. That's kind of okay. I'm pretty much par. But in a game week where Son, where Kane and Fernandes and the City boys, all of the popular captains have blanked.
Oh, if Salah goes, you're going to be good.
It would be a great game week for Salah to repay some of the faith that that have kept him have got in him. I would really love Salah to go big tomorrow. Honestly, I'm not sure whether that's going to happen or not. So listen, I'm on 40-something. Feels very average, and I think it is. But let's hope that Robertson and Salah can do something for me tomorrow. You'll notice that my rank is down at 171k. A lot of that, some of that is to do with this week, but a lot of that was to do with last week, guys. This time last week, you'll know I was absolutely down with the dead men last week. Absolutely terrible. Worst game week I had of the season. I was up at 70k, and up at the beginning of this game week, I was at 164k. Absolute shocker last week, no doubt about it. And as I was pulling together all of the Manager of the Month scores for our patrons this week, there's people on like 100 and something, 80, 90, 60, 70, 80, 90. And I put my score in and I've got like 42 or something. Absolute shocker. But this week, it's not great so far, but let's see. It could be good depending on what Robbo and Mo do tomorrow night. Super chat from Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
There he is.
Been talking about you, Nathan. Where have you been? Watching the football, presumably. Hey, guys. Currently seventh. Ninth still post-subs, but currently seventh in FPL. So, Nathan, we were talking about you earlier, mate. Congrats Legend. On the ranks so far, mate. We are rooting for you. Wouldn't it be so cool if an FPL family patron won this thing? Nathan, but we want you to win this thing, mate. It's absolutely sensational.
If he wins the whole thing, we'd have to send him a present.
Oh, so good. So good. We'd get him on.
I don't know what we'd have to send him, though.
I'd say get him on the live stream. Yeah, we'd get him on the live stream. We would, what we did.
Nathan, if you win it, you're coming on the live stream.
100%. Come on our house. Whatever.
I don't know where he lives. Oh, we do know where he lives, because I don't think he lives anywhere near us, though, does he? How are we going to get him here?
Send him a limo. Send him a chopper.
We send you Nathan. Well, we won't send a Bamiyang, though. It'll be late.
No pressure, he's saying. No pressure. let's go and see your team, Sam. Talk us through the team. It's been a bit of a dull old game week, except for Luke Shaw popping up with the nine-pointer. Been a bit of a tough game week. Go on, talk us through it.
Yeah, it was just one of those game weeks, to be honest. Sometimes you have them, and that's all that you can say about it, really. Gundogan didn't play, so Bamford's coming on for one. Thanks, Bamford.
I think so the difference here is that I had a catastrophic week last week, in a week where everyone did pretty well.
Yeah.
You've had just a bad game week in a week where no one's really done that well. So if you're going to have a bit of a bad game, this is probably not a bad week to have it.
Yeah, I'm still above average. So it's not. It's not like a terrible week.
What are you moaning about? It's not like me from last week.
No. So I'm on 35. It's not brilliant. Well, 36 if you count Bamford. It's all right. I've still got Salah to play, of course, tomorrow. If Salah does something, to be honest, at 32% owned, I just checked, he's gone down massively this week. So a lot of people went to Bale. Or went to Aubameyang in preparation for next week.
Yes.
So actually the fact that I held him for this week might actually help. Because even though he's not my captain, if he does anything, it's going to be a help. His EO is low. So anything that he can do for me tomorrow, come on, Mo. I've trusted you. will help. I've got two free transfers going into next week, so I feel like it's quite a nice position to be in, apart from the fact that I've now got two flags on my team. I had 11. I was ready to go with 11.
Azzy's got the spoon emojis going already, Azzy. We've got 8 weeks to go, mate. Anything can happen. It's a final season. It says, looks like the spoon is going back to Lee again. Yeah. Mate, my name is carved in it. You know that.
Ever since we bought that trophy, I've not had it yet. But it's one of those things, I think, where, like you say, it's not a great week. It's an annoying week because...
It's the sort of week where Iheanacho gets a hat-trick, do you know what I mean? Junus is in the live chat saying Iheanacho is a great differential. Yeah, he was for this week, no doubt about it. Got a hat-trick, but next week he'd be crap again.
Well, he's not playing next week.
Not playing, and the week after he'd be crap again. So yeah, it's not a great differential.
I don't know, he's got 5-3.
No, he's not. He's rubbish.
I don't know, Lee. He's been a bit different lately.
He's got 5-3.
Yeah, he scored in the last three games.
He got three today against a team that had given up.
He scored in the last three
games. Even Liverpool beat Sheffield United.
He scored in the last three game weeks. Yeah, better than Salah.
No, he's no good.
He's better than Salah.
Don't give me that better than Salah.
He is. He's better than Salah. He's better than Mo. He's better than Firmino. In fact, he's better than the whole Liverpool team.
The only reason he's playing, they've got nobody else.
Well, yeah.
They've got no Barnes, Maddison or anybody else. So they're going to play him.
Nat Phillips is playing, but he's still better than him.
Right. Shut up. Talk about your team. Come on.
No, that's all I've got to say.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, Watkins... popping up with an assist, finally. Just literally, as I said, I've had enough of Watkins. How have I let myself get into this situation again and he got an assist?
Am I just negging on players unnecessarily tonight? Sorry, Iheanacho. Is Watkins the most overrated player in the league? He's so overrated, Watkins. Every time I watch him, I think you are overrated.
I'll give you another name, see what you how you react.
Pepe.
No? How do you feel about Shea Adams at the moment?
Oh my God! Shea Adams 3-3 since I sold him. What an absolute troll! 3-3 Shea Adams! He did absolute nothing for me for weeks! And I kept a hold... Oh, you've really set me off there. I can't believe you bought him up. I can't believe you've done that. Che Adams, I had him for weeks. Absolutely rubbish. Now he's got 3-3.
So the best thing about this...
Absolutely incredible.
The best thing about this conversation is on Friday night, we're sitting there, we're watching Adams. Watkins, and the goal went in, and I said to Lee...
He's who I sold to get Watkins, Che Adams.
I said to Lee, oh, there you go, some FPL points for us. And he went, I've benched him. And then I said, oh, I think I'm going to sell him anyway after this. I've had enough of him. I've gone in this trap twice. Oh. And then you said, and quite rightly said, I give you so much grief for your picks. Like, you give it to me, Watkins and Shea Adams.
Yeah.
Yet then a couple of weeks later, you buy him in yourself.
That's absolute. I honestly don't know what this season's all about. I need to have a good, hard, long look at myself over the summer and say, are you truly an FPL player or are you just winging it? Because some of the mistakes that you've made this year with Watkins and with Adams previously in the season, yeah, I've laughed at you. And then I've done it. I've done it. I've done the same thing. I've bought Che Adams in, got absolutely trolled by him. I cannot believe it. Absolute shocker.
But you have copied some good ones because you've only got Luke Shaw because I got him.
That's true. I did copy it. I did have my own sort of feeling about
Luke
Shaw.
You didn't.
Yes. No.
You
yes,
were going to bring
yes.
else.
No, I did not. No,
you're...
I did. David Manuel is in the live chat saying it's Lee's turn to throw something at the camera this week. Yeah, it could be, mate. Could be.
I can't wait for next week's live stream.
Rami right up talking
the
about
the average next week, I think, could be 24.
Oh, next week's going to be a shocker. They all get two. It's going to be a shocker. Either that or it's just going to be carnage.
We'll have an average of 24, I'm pretty sure.
Should I bring Pepe in for a laugh? Pepe, just for my annual pun on Pepe.
I'll tell you what, you do it. You take out Son and put in Pepe and then Son will play.
Oh dear, might bring in Che Adams, not even playing, might score. Absolute joke. Anyway, talking of shambles, here is my team, guys. Hopefully this will give you a bit of a comedy ending for this.
Who have you actually got playing? Go on.
It's rubbish. So it was looking a shambles before, but now I've obviously got the flags on Son and Bamford. I'm playing let's just assume Son and Bamford are not playing.
Okay.
I'm playing the tried and tested 1-1-2 formation in my FPL team. Well, I've got Martinez as well, so I've got 5. So thank God I bought Emi in, although he's playing Spurs, so I'm not expecting much there. So right now, my defence is Dallas.
Just on his own?
On his own. My midfield is Rafinha, captain, on his own.
Against Fulham, who you said
against
you don't fancy
Fulham,
them.
And I don't fancy them. And my forward line is Antonio and Watkins, who I've just sat here and slated for the last 20 minutes.
So seriously, who are you?
He's a shambles.
Who are you going to captain in all that?
I don't know.
Can't captain Rafinha against Fulham. What, you've just sat there and said that Fulham have been really good.
Who else am I going to captain? Watkins?
No.
Not a chance.
You'd go Antonio, wouldn't you, surely?
He's vice. It is a shambles, guys, honestly. It's a five-a-side team, as Can in the live chat is saying. It's a five-a-side team. of the...
A bad one?
Of the most epically bad proportions. Tips is in. Hey, Tips. Lee is playing five-a-side. This is a new game. FPL five-a-side. So, right, let's get serious for a minute.
What are you going to do about that, though?
That's a very good question. The worst thing about this is that we're doing an FPL show on Thursday, and I'm probably going to have to share this, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, Tom. With the nation. Producer Tom is going to text us on Wednesday night and go, guys, can I have your team? A photo of your team that I can show up. And also, please, can I have your captaincy? Who are you going to captain this week? And you're going to have to send him a picture of that with Rafinha captain and Antonio vice captain.
Why not?
Brilliant.
Could happen. It could happen.
He'll basically text us back and go, don't turn up. Don't turn up.
Just be Sam this week. To answer your question, what am I going to do about this? I am going to...
How many hits are you going to take?
I'm going to pray to the shrine of Bamford and hope that he is fit for that game. Not that I think that he'll score many goals against Fulham, but I'm hoping that he can. Duncan Crawford, thank you for the super chat. You guys crack me up, highlight of my week. I'm pleased that this team is so crap that it gives you a bit of a pleasure and entertainment, Duncan. It's very kind of you to say that. I'm hoping that Bamford's going to be fit so that I can play a full front three. Full front three.
This team is
so bad, isn't it?
So bad that I can't cope.
Do you know what's worst about this team? The worst thing about this team, I've been planning for this for 3 weeks. I've planned to be here for 3 weeks. This is not. I've opened the app and thought, oh dear.
Say you didn't.
To be here.
No, don't tell anyone. Just say I didn't realise it was a blank game week. It'll be better. It's better.
Sam, I have to go on the FPL show as an expert. I can't rock up to the FPL show and say I didn't know there was a blank game week. It's only been on the cards for the last month. So this is the team, the five-a-side team. This is the team I've planned.
Oh Lord!
For 29, it's not looking good. Bamford, please be fit. Son, you're a pain in my ass.
You made me cry.
Son has got to go. He's done his hamstring. There's no amount of. I will drive the horse placenta to the Spurs training field to get him fit, Son. But I don't think he's going to be. So Son has got to come out, probably for Bale.
What did you see from Bale today that makes you think he's going to be...
Well, I know, but what did you see from Ollie Watkins?
Just go Dele Alli. White as well.
Dele Alli?
Why the hell not? Look at the rest of them.
Get
Dele in and give him the captain's armband.
Azzy, how have you kept Robertson this lonely? Right. It's a fair comment. It is a fair comment. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, this has been... Comment. Honestly, you've right cheered me up on this stream tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I was having a bad afternoon. You've treated me right up.
It's a fair comment. I don't know how Robertson is still in my team. Every week I've had something else to do. Well, this is the thing. That's why Robertson is in my team still, because I've been planning so meticulously for this five-a-side team for game week 29.
What, you thought I'd just keep Robbo because you'll ruin my life in 29?
I'll just keep Robbo because I've got so many other people I want to bring in, like Watkins, who's amazing, and Antonio, who's been absolute guff. And I've been really desperate to get rid of Che Adams, who's now got 3-3. It's a disaster.
And you still haven't got Harry Kane.
Anyway, yeah, and after all this, I haven't got the key captaincy choice that everyone's going to have in game week 29. So that's why it is a shambles, there's no doubt about it. If Bamford is going to be out for 29...
You're just going to get Kane, right?
I'll get Kane, and I'll find the money somewhere from Son or something, right? If Bamford's fit, I've got other things I've got to do.
If Bamford's fit, you can't go Kane.
Yeah.
You can't take out a player that's playing.
I can't make the five-a-side team a four-a-side team, can I? And get rid of someone that is actually playing.
Oh, you're hilarious.
So Bamford's got to start if he's fit. So therefore, I'm not going to have Kane.
Oh, my gosh.
So therefore, I'm probably going to have Bale. So do I captain Bale next week?
Hello, soldier.
Do I captain Bale next week? I don't know. Based on what I saw today, the answer to that is absolutely not, to be honest.
If you have Bale and captain him, I'll be outraged.
Tips with the super chat. Thank you. I'm honestly crying in hysterics. Hilarious. I knew that bringing this up, it would cause a little bit of reaction because it is absolutely rubbish.
Emojis in the live chat are hilarious.
Yeah, it's because it's crap. And I know it's crap. And that's my problem, was when I opened the app for this week and I thought, right, let's set my bus team.
Because,
I thought, I'd rather it be hit by a bus. Absolutely shocking.
But to be fair, if Son and Bamford didn't have flags on them, you wouldn't laugh at that. Because you'd be like...
No, you'd snigger.
You'd go...
You wouldn't laugh at it, would you?
Oh, okay. But you take a couple of transfers. You've got one transfer, so you do one. So suddenly you've gone from 5 to 7. You do one, you're at 8. Yeah. You make a hit, you're at 9.
That was the plan!
And you're like, okay.
But now it's in the mud.
Yeah.
If Son and Bamford were both going to play...
Then you got 9,
I was
going
to do
right?
Salah to Bale, maybe, and maybe do a hit for a Robertson out, finally, to a...
Dunk.
Somebody like that, yeah. And all of a sudden, then I've got 9 players. I'm absolutely fine. I've got my Man United players coming back in for 30 because they've got a nice game. I've got my Liverpool players out because they play Arsenal next week, so that's fine. And then I've got, you know, my wild card in 31. That was the plan. But it is now completely and utterly in the mud because Bamford and Son are going to be injured.
I've got to have a look at mine.
And now I've got a massive problem. So, yeah, it is a shocker. There's no doubt about it. So Bamford fit, let's hope. Son unavailable, I suspect. He's got to go. I'll have to transfer him out. And then I will have to take, I'll have to do a -4 or -8. But then again, you look at it and you think, well, -8, I'd be surprised if the rest of my team even gets 8.
Yeah.
Could it be a game week where I end up on minus points? It's possible, isn't it? It's so bad.
What? I'm
telling you now, we will be here this time next week and there will be FPL managers that have taken a lot of hits for game week 29 and don't make up that amount of points in their team.
What, you think they'll actually score minus numbers?
There will be some FPL managers that take a -16 and get 14 points.
Oh, my God.
It could happen. It absolutely could happen. Absolutely could happen.
So I've got 9, well, minus Son and Bamford, so potentially I've got 7.
Yeah.
But I've got a full defence, unlike yours.
You've got 2 free transfers?
Yeah.
How have you got 2 free transfers?
Because I rolled this week.
You're so organised, I hate it. So organised. Two free transfers. Why have you not got a team like me? I've been planning the same amount as you.
You're not a mum.
Why have you not got this crap that I've got?
Because you go, this is your brain. Work. Finish work. FPL. Finish FPL. Dad life. Finish that.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. Whereas I go, work, mum life, this, that, the other, all at the same time.
Your work is FPL though, so.
Well, yeah. But in my head, but I'm also managing everything else. So
who have you got that I haven't that I should? I'm not worried about Ben White. Maybe I'm actually
playing
Newcastle. I'm worried about Ben White.
I've got Creswell, Dallas, and White as my back three.
Creswell, Dallas, and
have you?
Yeah. What, with Martinez.
Yeah. Jesus. Because I've been doing this for 2 months, Lee. Ready for
God,
this? Game.
Who's in your midfield? Go on.
Well, that's where the problem is.
Right. Yeah. Salah Fernandez. That's a problem.
And Gundogan. So I've got Son and Suchek.
Son and Suchek. Okay.
So my two transfers this week were supposed to be Bale and Lingard. To give me a midfield.
To sort your midfield out.
That would have given me 4.
Because up front you've got Watkins, Kane and...
Bamford. So that was the plan.
So you've got 3 in the back, 3 out the front, and you just were going to use a couple of free transfers to sort your midfield out.
So I was going
to
have 11.
Done.
I was going to have Kane captain, Son Bale, Lingard, Suchek through the middle, Watkins and Bamford up top with Kane, Creswell, Dallas and White at the back with Martinez in goal. 11 players, happy days, thank you, I'll take 100 points, off we go. That's where I was.
If
and now,
any FPL family regular viewers were ever in any doubt as to who they should be listening to in FPL family, the last 20 minutes I think has summed up that you should be listening to Sam. You've planned everything. You're going to have a full team out and Kane captain, which is absolutely where I want it to be. But instead, I've got this and I don't know why or how. I don't know how I got
because
there.
I've made transfers when I didn't really... So, like, I bought in Ben White because and I didn't... Was I kind of like, oh, I don't really want Ben White. But he was the
but
only...
You want him for 29?
But he was the only player I could afford for 29 in the Brighton side because I didn't trust Newcastle. So I was like, let's go with Ben White then because I can afford him. It's a transfer done. Don't have to worry about it. It's why I did Martinez a few weeks ago. Didn't really want to make a keeper change, but did it anyway because I needed a keeper and he was going to be the one. So I kind of feel like I'm in a good place with 2. I just need some decent news. I need some decent news to come out of Leeds because if someone
James Stevenson's in the live chat, he's saying John Joe Shelby in.
I will absolutely.
Pepe and Shelby in.
You've got to get a defence. You can't get any more attacking players.
That's true.
You can't. You've got to get Cres.
I've got just Dallas right now.
Right, you've got to prioritise your defence. You've got to get Creswell and you've got to get a Brighton defender. Or a Newcastle defender. You could go Lascelles.
We've got Miena with the super chat. Thank you, Miena, for the super chat. Lee, weren't you talking about getting Lascelles? I even heard Sam say that on her podcast. Miena, this is a sore point for me right now. I'm glad that you brought this up. 2 weeks ago, I was planning...
You're going to blame this on me, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm blaming it completely on myself. 2 weeks ago, I was planning Robertson and Calvert-Lewin out for Lascelles and Kane. That was where I was going to get Kane. I didn't do that.
You got Antonio.
I got Antonio because I didn't want to take a hit. And what's happened since then is that Kane got 19 points and Lascelles scored.
And got a clean sheet the week before.
Those are the margins. And instead, I've got this dross. So I was absolutely thinking about getting Lascelles, but I've moved on from that.
Well, no, I think you've got to move back to that.
What, Lascelles?
Well, why not?
Yeah, maybe. Well, against Brighton.
I mean, that's got 0-0 written all over it, that game. I cannot see anyone scoring.
Nah, Brighton scoring that game, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben White header, probably, knowing you.
It won't be a Ben White header.
So, That's my team, guys. Tune in to the FPL show on Thursday. It'll be hilarious when I have to talk through that.
Could you do something really comedy? Because your team's a bit comedy anyway. Can you put like a load of players' names in a hat and just pull them?
No, it's not. It's not got to that point yet, just surely.
Just put a load of defenders that you'd be happy to own in a hat. Pull them. Do them.
I am feeling like, you know, like every... I do have one every year. Like last year, I got Pepe in. Disaster. This year... I've done a lot of disasters this year, but like the John Joe Shelby thing, I'm feeling that there's a pump brewing for 29.
What, are you going to bring in Shelby and captain him?
I'm not bringing in Shelby to captain him. No, that's not going to happen. But right now, I don't have a captain right now, do I? Right now, Rafinha is probably my best option out of that lot.
You can't captain Rafinha against Fulham. Because it's Fulham, they've been so much better. What makes
They're going to attack Leeds, aren't they? At home, they're going to come out.
Who's going to score the goals if Bamford's not there?
Well, yeah, true enough. Rafinha.
Rafinha's going to make a load of chances.
Who's on penalties? Click. Super chat from Dave Lister. Thank you, Dave, for the super chat. Captain Lingard for 29. Sam, you're thinking of getting Lingard. Would you captain him?
Well, no, because I've got Kane, like a sensible human being. But but I think the Lingard's a decent... I think Lingard is a great pick for this week. I am going Lingard, regardless of what else happens with my team. Lingard's coming in as one of my transfers this week. Right. That's nailed. I'm doing that.
Martin Sarlin's in the live chat. He's saying, I love the colour-coordinated bench, Lee. Well, listen, I've, you know, that's one good thing to come of this team, is that my bench is colour-coordinated.
It's just all Man City.
I've got McCarthy and the City boys.
Oh, don't talk to me about McCarthy. What a waste of space he is. There we go. So, dropped again.
Anyway, that's my team. Tune in to the FPL show on Thursday for a good old laugh about that absolute dross.
You're on Ohana this week. You're definitely on Ohana. With that team, you're definitely on Ohana this week.
Bossman 525 needs more West Ham, Lee. It just needs more players, boss man. I mean, it doesn't have to be from West Ham. It just needs more players. Here's where you can find us, guys. Here's all the socials at FPL Family over on Instagram and on Twitter.
Just remembered you've got to do the pod as well this week.
I'm on the FPL pod, the official pod this week. Oh, no. This is a disaster. Genuinely, I'm on the official pod and the official show this week.
Yes,
with that.
Yes, with that. Can't wait.
Wow.
I literally cannot wait to listen to that podcast this week. James is going to rip you a new one.
He is. No doubt about it. But like I say,
I hope you're on there. I hope you're on there with Jaws are on, because he is going to rip you too.
What else are we doing this week, Sam? Give everybody an overview.
What else do you want to do?
Nothing else. That's enough, thanks. I don't want to do anything else.
Lee's on the pod. We're both on the show. There will be a scat. This week's Scout of the Game Week will be a fantastic one. It is with Az from FPL Black Box. I am buzzing to talk to Az this week. It will be out on Thursday lunchtime, because we are doing it Thursday morning. So I'm very excited about that.
Very good.
And I think I've got a pundit article out this week. I think it's probably time. I might write about Lee's team.
The other thing I do want to give a shout out to, because we've had some lovely, lovely comments about this, was your Women in FPL video. We've got part two coming out on the channel on Wednesday, and then part three, because it was a long old video. When you girls get together, you can half have a chat. So part three is coming out the following Wednesday. Part one, if you haven't checked it out yet, is live on the channel right now. So if you've not had enough of FPL Family and you want to listen to more of Sam and Jules and Kelly and Anita and Olivia and all of the ladies in the FPL community, you can head over to our channel and find the video there, the part one of the Women in FPL series of videos that you did for FPL, for the Premier League. And guys, I must say, if you look down the comments, the comments, so the YouTube comments in that part one video, they are really, really nice. And guys, it's so nice to get comments like that. So it's lovely. If you want to go and leave us a comment over there, leave that video a like. We'd love for you to do that. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, there will also be a further three parts that come out in a couple of weeks' time once the Premier League have released their version of it. With with FPL Nim, with Holly from FF Community and Kylie from the Three Amigos. So we sat down and talked about the similar sort of topics, but obviously from a community perspective as opposed to from a presenter point of view. So we have the first three with the PLP girls, and then once the Premier League have released their version of that video, which I hope will be this week or next week, then I'll pop the video out with the other lovely ladies from the community, which was just as fun and is just as nice a watch.
Nice one. Well, there we go, guys. Plenty of FPL Family videos for your viewing pleasure. We'll see you on the FPL show this Thursday. It's going to be interesting. Guys, if you enjoyed the live stream, I hope you did. Well done in game week 28. It's been a difficult one. Still Mo and Robbo to go for me. Mo captain needs to save my game week.
I bet he does.
He needs about three or four goals, because I need a buffer for next week, no doubt about it. Tune in this time next week, 8:30 Sunday night, when we will be looking over the carnage, the wreckage from game week 29. I don't know. I don't know. Have a look at that before we go. If you leave us a like before you go, we'd love for you to do that. And if you're new to the FPL Family YouTube channel,
we'll be late on because Spurs are the last game of that. So it will be done by the time we stream. So we'll be streaming after Aston Villa.
Little bit later, Sunday night, after Spurs Villa. It will be done. We will know how many FPL points this of a team has got. Guys, leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button. We'd love for you to do that. We are over the 16K mark now. We're heading towards 17. We'd love to get to 20 before the end of the season. That would be sensational. If every single one of you who is not subscribed would hit that little red button before you leave. Helps us out enormously with all the YouTube algorithms and everything else. And we'll see you this time next week, 8:30. Or actually, no, after Spurs versus Aston Villa, Sunday night next week. And we'll be looking back on all that Game Week 29 had to offer. See you soon, guys. Cheers.
Bye, guys.